What's going on, guys? This is Steven Munoz, and today we will be discussing learning strategies and study habits in relation to social media usage. So with that being said, let's just jump right into it. My question revolving around this entire topic is exactly how long should someone study before surpassing a certain time threshold that becomes detrimental to your ability to learn and memorize? First off, I would like to acknowledge the fact that whatever conclusion that we come to will be entirely subjective, and this is only due to the notion that not every two students are created the same, meaning that certain study habits and learning strategies that will be discussed may not benefit everyone as a whole. Alright, so you may be asking, where are you getting with this, Steven? In my opinion, that's kind of rude, but hey, I'm the same way. Which I mean is pretty understandable considering the fact that we are living in the 21st century, and for the time being, this is the most advanced that we've ever been as a civilization. I mean, just think about it. All of the power that we have at the disposal of our fingertips is wild. With cell phones only being introduced in the early 1980s and fast forwarding to 2018, that's not that long of a span of time. I mean, I don't know when the last time you got the, well, back in my day talk, but whenever I have these conversations, they truly terrify me. I mean, these people really interacted with other people. And no, I'm not talking virtually or through a screen. I'm talking about with living, breathing, warm to the touch human beings. That's crazy, right? And not only that, get this, they had meaningful interpersonal relationships with others. Now, I'm not saying that we don't do that today, because obviously we do. I'm just trying to insinuate the fact with the increased popularity of mobile devices and social media consumption, it is crazy to think that over a short span of time, we have become a we want everything now society. And it is sad to think that our interpersonal relationship skills have dwindled down into a lost art in a sense. And so the skills that we lack today, we make up for in electronic practices. So digital mediums that we take interest in, such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, texting, emailing, if you're into that type of thing. They enable us in creating bad habits for ourselves, or for a lack of better terms, they're just a huge distraction for us. This is where I believe social media usage and studying, when combined, is such an interesting topic. Because, well, encircling on what I said earlier about becoming a we want everything now society, I believe transitions into the way that we apply ourselves as students and intellectuals by negating us of the ability to genuinely grasp composition that is needed to be studied, which critically impacts our learning process. All right, so let's identify this learning process. First and foremost, the most important step is to understand what you are learning. And by that, you have to be able to distinguish the difference between a concept and a fact. And the example that's given at hand, it uses anatomy, and it goes on by saying, understanding the name of a bone is a fact. Understanding what it does in the body is a concept. So in studying, there's a lot of concepts and facts, obviously. I really like that this study uses anatomy as an example, because you have to memorize a lot of bones, muscles, organ tissues, and to be honest, just to learn or just to memorize them word for word, letter for letter, won't do you any good if you don't know their functionality of the structures within the human body. Okay, so now let's look at procrastination. Procrastination is defined as the avoidance of doing a task that needs to be accomplished. So when it comes to studying, it may not be the most attractive of ideas to get up out of your comfort zone and do what's expected of you, but ultimately, procrastinating is what leads to excuses. So some excuses that students typically make are, I'm too tired, I don't feel like doing this, I'll do it another time, it's too much work, I don't have enough time in the day. And going off of that last point, I recently heard someone say, everyone has the same 24 hours. How are you using yours? Now, I thought this was a great point to add because it really puts into perspective the time and effort that as students we put into studying. All right, so now let's look at efficiency. Say that you set a goal for yourself to study for 6 hours straight. So let's say it's 1 a.m. and you do reach your 6 hour benchmark. The only thing that you can do then is stare at your study materials with heavy and exhausted eyes. What does this mean? It means you're tired. I mean, well, duh. 1 a.m, procrastinating, cramming in study sessions, you kind of did this to yourself. So how long did you actually study? Well, throughout that 6 hour duration, some findings suggest 20 to 30 minutes. There's a concept in psychology that goes, things that are reinforced, we tend to do more of, and things that are punished or ignored, we tend to do less of. Now, do you think after sitting in a chair for 6 hours straight studying, you feel good about yourself? Probably not. In fact, you're probably looking at your book saying, I don't like this subject. And this is where breakthroughs come into play. Take breaks. Study for half an hour, and after that half an hour is up, spend 5 minutes away from your study area and do something that you enjoy. This is to reward yourself for studying for 30 minutes effectively. By doing this, you consistently engage in positive study habits. To conclude, I would like to thank you for your time. And oh yeah, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.